Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Nah, it's high-speed tech news on Chai FM.
Stephen Ambrose, a very, very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning. Would you believe a phone rang in my home, which has never happened for quite a few months. A real phone.
Was it the Sunday Times?
Who?
Or was it somebody looking for you to pay your TV license?
I think that's what it was. I told them I'm on the radio, so I can't talk.
Yeah, absolutely right. Let's just talk about Samsung Pay and Fitbit Pay. Do you use your phone and watch? Tell us about this whole conversation now.
Well, it's become quite a big deal. I mean, all the banks are looking for ways to make our lives easier for a fee, of course. But essentially, technology is intruding on absolutely everything that we do. And the concept of dematerializing those lovely credit cards you carry around in your wallet or your purse has been something that's been bubbling around for ages now. Tap and pay is sort of coming to South Africa. Most of the bigger retailers accept it. Most stores accept it. We've interestingly had quite a lot of traction on QR code type payment methods. In other words, download an app like SnapScan or Zapper on your phone, scan a QR code and make a payment. But they've all been an add-on to something that's become the staple of payment globally and certainly in South Africa, your credit card, your debit card. And now we've got platforms like Samsung Pay, which launched just about a year ago in South Africa, initially only with Standard Bank and Absa. But they've now expanded it to FNB, which is quite a big step, and that happened last week. So if you've got an FNB card, now's the time to use Samsung Pay. The question I'm trying to get to, and no one's actually done any research, they say there's around about a million. Oh, that's Samsung talking. My Samsung phone has now decided to talk to me. But I'm trying to figure out how many people actually use these platforms and how useful they actually find them. I've been traveling recently and I was using Fitbit Pay with FNB on a Fitbit Versa watch. And I found when I'm traveling, it's an absolute pleasure not to search for your wallet in your bag or worry about it, or you go for a run or something and you want to buy yourself a cup of coffee or a cold drink on the way back. You can just use your watch to tap and pay. So I think it's becoming more and more useful. And it'd just be interesting if any of the listeners out there could say, or let me know, to send a message to say whether they're actually using the platforms or not.
Yeah, you see,
I find them pretty easy to use, but generally, it helps not having, your credit cards lying around.
So I'm a bit confused as to what to use, because I originally downloaded there's Zapper, there's, what's the other one you mentioned a little bit earlier? It's also
now you got me. I just went blank.
Adam, which one do you know?
SnapScan.
So I originally used SnapScan, and then I found that not many places actually take SnapScan. And then I download Zapper, but I just wonder where it's all going to go. Are you saying that the phones inherently now are going to have their own systems?
Well, look, they do. I mean, there's been Google Pay and Apple Pay, which are the two dominant platforms globally. Samsung Pay came along a little bit later and has grown enormously. And it has one trick that the other guys don't have. It works with non-tap and pay terminals. So in the older scheme of things, for example, older schemes, Woolworths didn't accept tap and pay until, I don't even think they still do. But if you could swipe a card, you can use Samsung Pay. So you could load your Woolworths or any credit card on your Samsung phone, take it to a store that doesn't accept tap and pay, simply move the phone near the reader where you would normally swipe your card, and it all works like magic. It's quite a cool technical trick. So these three platforms have allowed you to dematerialize your credit card, which is quite a great thing. As I said, most of us will leave the home without our wallet, even without our keys, hop in an Uber, run around town with our phones, but the phone will always be in your hand, and it just makes sense to have your loyalty cards, your credit cards, all your your payment options on the actual phone. The question I'm trying to figure out is, are people actually doing it? Because I find it super convenient. I think it's really easy to use. And it's interestingly, especially when you're traveling, much more secure. This is something that a lot of people don't know, is that when your credit card's loaded on a phone, it's actually not your credit card. It's a virtual credit card that's created by the platform, which is linked to your credit card by the bank. So when you transmit that information to the person you're paying, they're not actually getting your credit card. They can't skim it. They can't scam it. They can't use those numbers somehow. And it's happened, I'm sure, to many people. I've been in the East, and next thing I start getting these interesting late-night beeps of people spending on my credit card. So there are a lot of benefits for using a system like Samsung Pay, or Apple Pay is not available in South Africa, neither is Google. But Samsung Pay is available, and it works pretty much across every device at any vendor. So if you have a Samsung phone, that's the only negative. You have to have a Samsung phone. Pretty much the more upmarket models, the new S10, Note 9, S9, Note 8, S8, 7, all the way to the A series, which are the cheaper ones. And it also works on their watches. Now, I've heard a lot of people moan that it doesn't work as well as it should.
Right.
But the fact is, you can leave
the
home.
Well, I'm going to try that. I mean, I've got a Samsung phone, and I'm going to give it a bash. Peter says, Samsung Pay does not recognize the Discovery card. That's interesting.
Yes, because that's based on the FNB platform. It may well work now. However, interestingly, both Investec and Discovery Bank have said they will work with Samsung Pay very, very shortly. Well, Discovery Bank hasn't actually launched yet, but Investec's card, which is an Absa card, will also be linked to the platform very, very shortly. So stay tuned, you guys. We've got Standard Bank, FNB, or Absa cards for now. The rest are coming along pretty quickly.
Absolutely, absolutely fascinating. I'd love to hear from you. 34519 or 061-895-1019. That's Stephen Ambrose with the latest in technology. You can catch Stephen 11 o'clock on Thursday for a full hour